How we doing? All right, injuries today. Khalif Barnes did not practice with a quad. Vincent Brown did not practice today with a hamstring. Derek Carr was full today. Keith McGill did not practice today with a groin. C.O. Moore was full today. Marcel Reese did not practice today with a quad. Justin Tuck did not practice today with a knee. Usami Young was full today. And then Benson Maioa was full today with a little tendonitis, patella tendonitis. Questions do we have?
How did Hayden look out there after the
practice? Looked good yesterday. You know, got a chance to run around. And then today I thought, the good news is we came in here today. There was no setback. There was none of that this morning. And went back out there today, was excited, and did a good job in practice today. So, you know, we're just, like I said, we're trying to gain some small successes with him right now, and it's a couple days in a row here, so we'll see how it goes here, you know, tomorrow with him, and, we'll see where we are.
He said yesterday that he thinks I'm ready.
Yeah.
I mean, of course he's going to say that, but is there any chance he could play in this game?
I'm not sure of that right now. I mean, we'll sit there and we'll talk about it here as coach and staff. I mean, but, you know, he's missed so much time. I mean, what you have to be concerned with is really there's a difference in being ready to play and being in football shape, you know, and ready to play. And, you know, he was in pads yesterday, which was good. You know, we were not in pads today, obviously. So, you know, he's really had one pad of practice in an awful long time and that type of shape, you know, I think those are all things you have to consider right now. I mean, what you don't want to do is put him back in a situation where he's not ready and something else happens.
Any concerns over a Tuck's injury at all at this point?
Well, I mean, obviously he hasn't practiced, so you always have concerns about it. You know, it's serious enough, you know, for him not to practice, you know, at this point. You know, Justin's a good pro, and, you know, he's working hard on getting himself, you know, ready to play. We'll see. You know, I don't really need to see an awful lot of Justin Tuck, you know, right now to make that decision. So, and we don't have to make that decision right now. So, you know, we'll see where we are here tomorrow.
Was he worse off for going back in the game?
No, I don't think so.
It was a few years ago when McFadden had one of his really big years,
mm-hmm.
that they, going into the season, they kind of, the coach at the time went to him and said, what plays do you want to run? We'll cut the plays down to the ones you like to run.
Right.
We'll run those plays. Did some of that go on last week in terms of?
No, not really with Darren. I mean, more, you know, when we came here, you know, when I say we, I mean, Greg and myself, you know, one of the things that we did is we really catered, you know, or tailored, I should say, the game plan within the run game plan a little bit more to Darren's strengths at the time, you know. And that has been consistent pretty much through. You know, I mean, we ran the ball really well a year ago, and, you know, in spurts this year have run the ball well, but just not enough and that type of stuff. So I don't think we've done anything different there. What we've done is we've looked at what he, Maurice, you know, Latavius have done well to date within our scheme, and just tried to incorporate a few more of those, you know, I mean, a few more plays like that, you know, and formate them differently or do some things that way. So we've been able to do some of that, and each week come up with a little different wrinkle that suits those guys', you know, skill sets.
What are Darren's strengths?
I think, first of all, is his speed, you know, I mean, but a guy can really run. I think he's got good vision, you know, sees things really clear. And, you know, one of the things I really believe is when you get down there inside the 5-yard line, since I've been here, when he's had the ball in that range and in that area of the field, he scored touchdowns. And, I think that's a strength. You know, the other thing I think Darren does well is he protects well. You know, he's not afraid to put his nose in there and protect. So he's not a player that you have to take out in those situations, which gives you the speed on the field and third down. So he's a pretty versatile player that way.
Seemed like at the start of the year, Maurice was kind of in that primary back mm-hmm. role, and then Darren was coming in. I know that he's been injured some, but has that flipped now maybe?
It's flipped a little bit just in that, you know, Darren came in, and Darren did a really good job when, you know, when Mo was out, you know, in a couple games that we've asked him to get involved in, and, you know, but there's still very much a need to have both players out there. You know, so, I mean, my point there is, you know, there's very few running backs in our league right now that are one-trick ponies. They're the only show in town. And, you know, I think that, you know, you have to have, with the way the game is played right now, you know, two guys back there that can share the workload and do that so that you can keep the number of snaps down, particularly when you're seeing as much pressure as you're seeing in our league from protection standpoints and those things, that wears on those backs. So we need both of them, you know, and getting Maurice back and getting Maurice involved last week and he being productive, you know, was a really good step for, you know, for our team.
Darren's always pretty much kept, at least media-wise, the same attitude, same outward attitude, even when he's having 3 yards a carry or 5 yards a
right.
carry. Curious as to whether, you know, the first few games of the season, it appeared he was running harder than he's run
right.
for a while because he's been healthy, but he wasn't getting the result in terms mm-hmm. of yards.
Mm-hmm.
Do you see any difference in him at all when he gets the payoff, or is he just still the same guy?
No, I think he's pretty much the same guy. You know, I mean, I think there was a couple of opportunities in the game the other day where Darren got, you know, out there at a second level, just got nicked, you know, one way or the other, you know, at the, you know, in the leg area there where, you know, he kind of was, you know, upset that he didn't kick out of it and, you know, and make the, you know, the big long run. But that'll come, you know, I mean, there's no question about it. It'll come, you know, every time he gets the ball, there's a threat of that big long run happening, you know, when he gets the ball in his hand. So, you know, I don't see any difference, you know, in Darren from the time that, you know, that I've gotten here until now, you know, attitudinally. I mean, he's always been really positive, upbeat about what we're doing. I think he likes what we're doing, you know, in the run game and what we're asking him to do that way. He just, you know, right now he's got a lot of juice to him right now, and that's been really good.
Are you happy with the push you're giving inside defensively?
Defensively?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, again, I thought in the game last week, you know, we had some good push inside there at times. You know, the pocket closed. CJ did a good job, you know, stepping up in there a few times and pushing the pocket. You know, I thought Pat Sims had a couple of good pushes, Jelly, you know, and Antonio. You know, Antonio forces people to double-team him quite a bit. You know, you got to get two hats on him. So they're kind of – they've been turning the protection to Antonio a little bit in some situations like that. So, you know, that's been really good, you know. But, again, we got to win some more one-on-one matchups. You know, would I like to see it better? Absolutely, I'd like to see it better, particularly on third down. You know, we just got off the practice field out there on third down and, you know, when it's an emphasis the way it is for us right now, you're never satisfied. So, you know, I want that to be, you know, I always want that to be better.